Hallelujah. Let's give them some praise tonight, church. Lord, we thank you, Lord, we can trust you. We thank you, Lord, that we can lean on you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. If you would turn in your Bibles to John 15 and stand with me. Amen. Fiona and I were able to go up to family camp on Sunday evening and stay over to Monday morning, and so it is a blessing. If you have the opportunity, definitely want to echo Brother Thompson. If you can make it at all up the next 2 days, make an effort to make the trek. It's a trek, but it's a worthwhile trek. Amen. Amen. John 15, 1, starting in verse 1, the Bible says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abideth not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Just want to speak on the subject tonight for a few minutes. Declaration of dependence. Declaration of dependence. Let's pray and ask the Lord to speak to our hearts and our minds tonight. Lord, we thank you so much that we can be in this place, that we have felt your presence. Lord, we thank you, God, that for your word, Lord Jesus. And I pray, God, just speak to our hearts, God. Speak to our minds tonight, God. We want to hear from you. We want a word from you, Lord. I pray every mind in this place, every heart in this place, God, you know exactly what situations everyone is facing and dealing with, Lord. I pray, minister, God, through your word tonight, and we give you all the praise, all the glory. Let's give a hand clap to the Lord for what he's going to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. And you may be seated. It was 1776 that Britain was trying to continue to expand its empire. And, well, the colonists in what would become the United States had had enough. And they wrote a document, and it was on July 4th of 1776 that the different colonies, the 13 colonies, cast aside the British ideals, and they declared independence from the powerful British Empire. And it was this document, the Declaration of Independence, that has been echoed through our history as a nation. And the words of the Declaration of Independence, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness. Church, we want freedom. We wanted liberty at that time. We wanted happiness. We wanted to have representation if we're going to be taxed. And we won those things for ourselves with the beginning of the Revolutionary War. We wanted freedom. And those ideals in the Declaration of Independence have shaped us as a nation. And to this day, we are a proud nation that stands for independence, that stands for life, for liberty, for happiness. And I would propose to you that this has become so much of who our nation is, that it has bled into our personal lives. On a personal level, we have been conditioned to desire these same things. Life, we want a good life, we want liberty, we want happiness. We want the freedom to choose. Just look at your cereal aisle. Cheerios options. There's regular Cheerios. If you don't like them, there's Honey Nut Cheerios. Those are my favorite. You can buy me a box for my birthday. Christmas is only 6 months away. Glory. Multigrain Cheerios. There's our apple cinnamon Cheerios. There's banana nut Cheerios. There's chocolate Cheerios. Cinnamon burst Cheerios. Frosted Cheerios. Fruity Cheerios for those fruity people. Oat Cluster Crunch cereal or Cheerios and Yogurt Burst Cheerios. 11 types of Cheerios. And then you move on to the Chex, and there's Wheat Chex, Corn Chex, Rice Chex, Honey Nut Chex, Cinnamon Chex, on and on and on and on. I went to Germany as a missionary kid after being in the States for a year and a half and enjoying that freedom of choice. And Brother Carl, we went to this grocery store the very first few days, and I was disappointed. There were like five options, and four of them were like Moose Licks, if you ever heard of that. Like this nasty, non-kid-friendly cereal. And the other one was some off-brand German, I don't know what it was. See, the Germans are satisfied with just, you know, a couple options. But we in America, oh, if they didn't have Honey Nut Cheerios, we would die. Glory. If we had to eat Rice Krispies and that's it, oh, that would be horrible. That would just be a tragedy. Amen? Oh, man. We like to have that freedom of choice. The American dream is to, part of it is to own a house, that picket fence, the house, and to be independent of a landlord and the freedom that comes with it. As a renter, I'm thinking about the having to mow the lawn, shovel the driveway, good freedoms. But anyways, the freedoms, the independence. And once again, you look at the country of Germany. I was just talking to my mom, and they're getting close to retirement, and they own a house over there. And she was talking about the housing market, how it's totally different, and how really the German people's goal is not to own a house. There are very few houses that are freestanding that are not rented. And just a total different concept. But here in America, we want our independence. We want our freedom. We want the 1.5 acres of lawn that we get to mow every week. We want the freedom. We want that choice. And then we look into Scripture, and it just keeps getting excited. This must be God ordained, this independence, this freedom, because the Bible talks that we can be free from failure, free from doubt. God wants us to be free from weakness, free from fear, free from defeat, free from condemnation, free from the power of Satan, free from bondage, free from sin. I believe that the country of the United States is a ordained country by the Lord. And I look at this, man, that's exciting. I want to have more choice. I want to have more freedoms in my life. And I look at Scripture and, man, God ordains this independence, our freedom. But I want to propose to you tonight that there is a danger with independence. See, oftentimes we translate and we see the spirit of independence move into our spiritual lives. And we began to think that I'm an independent person. I can make this on my own. I can do this on my own, as our natural talents and abilities that really are God-given, as they grow and God anoints them, maybe singing in the choir or maybe teaching a Sunday school class or organizing an event. It's easy to let that independent spirit get into us and say, you know what, man, this is my talent. This is my ability. And you know what, frankly, I can do this on my own without really praying. And granted, some people who can sing, yeah, they can sing without God's power and anointing. And there's the talent. But what happens without the dependence on God? With an independent spirit that I can do it on my own. We'll see where that leads. As we've been led in the direction of our lives, throughout our lives, we begin to assume that really direction comes from our own intellect, our own smart decision-making skills. I found myself facing this after college, because college really teaches you how to problem solve. And so oftentimes when we would face an issue in our lives, I would immediately just began to analyze it from the skills that I've learned, problem-solving skills. Now, I believe God can anoint those and grant those. He gave you a mind. You should use it. But I found myself with an independent spirit like, you know what, let's figure this out on our own, honey. We can figure this out. And then it was at the end when it was just all falling apart that I was like, oh God, what should we do? The spirit of independence. As we gain knowledge, as we gain our skills, we begin again to think we can accomplish these things on our own. But the fact of the matter is that independence from God is actually resulting in nothing. You see, we were born with a propensity to sin. We were born with a fleshly nature, and on our own, that's the direction we are headed, ultimately. Psalm 51:5 says, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity." This is David speaking. "And in sin did my mother conceive me." We have that propensity to sin. James 1:14-15 says, "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." With a spirit of independence, saying, I can do it on my own. Well, on your own, you're naturally going toward sin. You naturally will have a propensity toward the flesh and toward fleshly desires. And so this is where the concept of being plugged into the vine comes into play, as we read in our opening passage in John 15:5. "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, but without me, you can do nothing." And so with a spirit of independence, which is so ingrained in us, if it bleeds into our spiritual lives and the matters of being led of the Holy Ghost and frankly, our own personal lives, it can so quickly lead to nothingness in our lives. You see, independence doesn't mean independence from God. When God says in Scripture that He wants us to be free from failure, you look in Philippians 4:13, it says, "I can do all things." That'd be a great passage right there. I can do all things. Well, we got to look at the whole Scripture. "Through Christ, which strengtheneth me." I'm not free from failure without Christ. He wants us to be free from doubt. In Romans 12:3, it says, "God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." We can have faith in God. Why? Because God gives us that faith. We can be free from weakness. Well, it's not just us being free from weakness. In Psalm 27:1, it's, "The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" The Lord is the strength. It's not my own strength, but His strength. We can be free from fear. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "Or God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind." We can be free from fear. How? Because God gives us a sound mind, a spirit of power and of love. We can be free from defeat. 2 Corinthians 2:14. "Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ." Again, it's not through our power or our might that we can be free from defeat. We can be free from condemnation. Romans 8:1. "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." We can be free from the power of Satan. In 1 John 4:4, "Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." He gives us a power over Satan. We can be free from bondage. 2 Corinthians 3:17, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." And not where Phil is, there is liberty, but where the Spirit of the Lord is, Phil can experience liberty. Free from sin. 1 John 1:7, "The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin." We can be free, church. We can be free, saints. We can be free, visitors. But it's not because we're independent of God, but it is because He gives us that power. He gives us that freedom. Amen? Amen. Let's clap our hands to the Lord. We look in Scripture and see many folks that had the spirit of independence. We look at Samson. Samson was a buff dude, strong, killed thousands with a jawbone. That's pretty impressive. I was expecting this, like, wow. Thanks. That's awesome. Dude. He had talent. He had abilities that really no man typically has. But we look at Judges 16:20. You see the Philistines were wanting to get rid of Samson and trying to find the source of his strength and where he's getting these abilities. And he was hanging out with Delilah, and she kept trying to figure it all out, and he kept pointing her the wrong direction, but she kept pushing and pushing and nagging and nagging, and finally, and don't you love me? And finally, he's like, just shave my head, and I'll take care of it. And she does that. And in 16:20 says, Samson awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as other times before. You see, she had done the things like tie his hair together and bind him with ropes, like he told her that was the power, that's what would take away his strength. And she called for the Philistines, and he just broke loose and beat them all up. And so once again, it was almost as if he said, you know what, I'm a bad dude. You know what, I'm strong. Look at this talent of mine. My guns. Look at my guns. And he woke out of his sleep and said, you know what, I'm just, Philistines, I'm going to take care of business once again. Bing, bing. But no, it says, he wist not that the Lord had departed from him. The spirit of independence, thinking like, you know what, it's all about my strength, my ability. But if you read in this story, it really was his vow to God, the Nazarite vow, that gave him that strength. And when he cut his hair and shaved his head off, when Delilah did that, all his strength was gone. That independent spirit led him to a jail, led him to his eyes being gouged out, just working the mill, forgotten. No more exploits, no more kicking tail with a jawbone. It was just pushing the mill around. But we look later in Scripture, and it's not a total loss for his life, because in verse 28, it says, Samson called unto the Lord. I bet while he was pushing that mill around that he was thinking, you know what, it was my vow. He had all those years to think about the vow that he had made, that he had broken, that it really wasn't his strength. And it says, Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. See, he came to an understanding that his talents, his abilities were because of God giving them to him. You know, I've been exposed to a lot of singers in the Pentecostal ranks. We go to Youth Congress every 2 years, which is a national youth convention, 17,000 plus young people, young adults. And the last 6 years, I believe it is, the last three Youth Congress, they've had a talent search. And the ultimate goal the ultimate prize is like a record deal with the Pentecostal publishing, whatever, something. And it's amazing to see these groups, these individuals get up and sing. Some of them are severely talented, but yet severely lacking in the anointing of God. And you know what? Sadly, some of them win. I'm not the judge. The group win. The group votes. The youth at the Youth Congress, and because they sound phenomenal, but it's like, give me the one that's anointed. I remember one group got it was all ladies. I think it was four or five ladies, and we were way in the bleachers. But it's like just watching, and they came on stage, and like immediately you felt the power of God. They were modest, and man, they could sing too, but there was such an anointing on them. And it's sad to me to see those with abilities take those abilities and say, you know what, this is my ability. I can do this. I can do this on my own. And not continually give that talent, that ability, the ability to teach a Sunday school. You know what, I can do this in my sleep. Well, you could, but what kind of impact are you making in that Sunday school class without the anointing of God. It's just 2 or 3 year olds. Well, what kind of impact are you not making because you're not letting God use you to reach a 2 to 3 year old in the way that He wants you to reach them? In our talents and abilities, we can't have a spirit of independence from God. We look at Jonah, and Jonah's an example of a man who would follow after the voice of God and speak to the people. He was a prophet, and God in this instance said, hey, go to Nineveh. Many of us may know the story already, but what did he do? You can imagine, and I looked in Scripture, and VeggieTales version is not necessarily in Scripture, but I like to use the VeggieTales because it helps me think about the potential, like, these are bad people. Why would you want me to go there? And so he was a man of God who was led all the time by God. But in this case, he said, you know what? That must not be God speaking. And you know what? I know what God, how God works, and I'm just going to go to Tarshish. Well, in his heart, he knew that was wrong, but where did it lead him? To the belly of a whale being spit out on. That's disgusting. But that's where it led him to. We need to have a dependency on God in our lives. The saddest thing for me is to see young people who are in 7th and 8th grade already being taught by counselors where to go, what classes to take, to get into college. And if you want to achieve this route, you need to start thinking now in 7th and... It's a 13-year-old and 14-year-old. They have no clue what they're doing. Yet they're being taught in school about the secular areas. Yet as parents, in the spiritual areas, there's no mention of, hey, you know what, have you ever thought about being a pastor or being a Sunday school teacher? What kind of training do you need now? What kind of training do you need? And so we let the direction of our lives be dictated by ourselves. We need that house. We need that car. And so we dictate, like, well, I'm going to boom, 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 because I got to have the job, to have the house, to have the wife, to have the career. And sadly, it's not a whole lot of young ministers anymore. Why? Because we're not challenging them to say, you know what, maybe you need to depend on God where He wants you to go. And that's not just young people. That's all of us. Where does God want us to go? We need to be dependent on Him in the direction in our lives. We look at Lot. Lot was a man in the Old Testament, and he was the nephew of Abraham, and they were herdsmen. He had great herds of sheep, etc., and basically they were bumping into each other, Lot and Abraham. And so in Genesis 13, 8 through 11, Abraham says, you know what, Lot, let there be no strife. I don't want to have any issues between us. We're relatives. I pray thee between me and thee, and between my herdsmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I'll go to the right. And if thou go to the right, I'll go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from another. I look at Lot as a self-employed person. He had skills in a trade, skills in ability to be self-employed, to lead his herdsmen. And there's a danger in becoming independent when you're self-employed. Now, I'm not self-employed. I can't relate to that, but I've seen that. Is you can easily get consumed with that self-employment, those skills that you have. Once again, not skills, talents, abilities, but skills to manage things, to work things. And we need to be dependent on God. You know, God may open up a door that may seem like, man, this is God's blessing. But what if it's just a test of God to see if you're willing to sacrifice everything for that blessing? I believe God opens doors, but I don't believe that every open door is exactly the perfect will of God. It's just a test to see, are you willing to sacrifice everything? Are you willing to become like, you know what, this is, man, I've developed this business to the point where I can just go out on my own and I'm not dependent on God, not following His direction once again. Amen. And so we have these examples in the Bible. and yet that warn us of being independent, yet it's ingrained in us to be independent in this country, in our personal lives. And I'm all for freedom of choice, for independence. And so the key to being independent is that we must be dependent. It's through our dependency in God that we will really find the independence, the freedom that we desire. Claim it like Paul. 1 Corinthians 15:10 says, "But by the grace of God I am what I am. And His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." Depend on the Lord and He will make you the man that He wants you to be or the woman He wants you to be. Acts 17:28 says, "For in Him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also His offspring." In Him we live. In Him we move. In Him we have our being. Let's claim our dependency on God. Let's declare our dependency on God, and He will lead us into an independent life, a free life, a free from sin, free from fear, free from worry. It's so nice when, so such a blessing and so free when you know you're in the will of God. With this whole transition, it stinks to say, you know what, a ministry that we've led for 8+ years, worked with youth for 10 over years with youth choir and everything, to say, you know what, I'm going to move on from this. That was the hardest thing in my life. But you know what, it's at the same time, it was the most freeing, because I knew God had ordained it. I knew God had said, this is what I want you to do. This is the next step I would. And there's a freedom in that. There's an independence on depending on God, if that makes sense. Amen. So tonight we need to have a declaration of dependence. A declaration of dependence in our hearts, in our minds, in our attitudes, in what we do. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. We're created equal in that each of us needs to make a declaration of dependence, a dependence on the Almighty God, the King of Kings, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Let's give Him a hand clap. Hallelujah. As you stand with me, let Him be the one who guides you, the one who opens doors to you, the one who anoints your talents. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And as we begin to sing tonight, there may be someone in this place that has a physical need. Maybe you've tried the usual, take aspirin, take ibuprofen, go to the doctor. I'm all for that. But maybe God's wanting you to say, you know what? I'm going to depend on You, God. I've tried everything else. I've been a good steward. But God, tonight I'm going to depend on You. I'd encourage you to come on the left side up here, and ministers will pray with you, anoint you with oil as you make that declaration of dependence. Maybe there's been an issue in your life that you've been trying to deal with on your own. We've all been there. We've all done that. We've all tried to do it on our own. Maybe your life's a mess. Well, I'd encourage you to come up to the center and make a declaration of dependence. God, I'm sick of trying to figure this out on my own. God, I need You. God, I need You to work in this situation. Whatever I'm doing, it's not helping, God. There'll be ministers to pray with you up here as you make that declaration of dependence. Maybe you're living a life that you've never repented. You felt the bondage of sin on your life. Well, you can declare, make a declaration of dependence tonight and say, God, I want to change my life around. Turn it around, God. I want to go a different path. I would encourage you to come up to the right side up here. He will forgive you. He will fill you with the Holy Ghost. If you need to be baptized and have all your sins washed away tonight, you can do that tonight as you make that declaration of dependence. And for the saints here tonight, if you're not praying with someone, we all need a reminder. Maybe it's a new situation that you're facing. Something that you've never faced before. We need to be reminded that we need to declare dependence on God. We need to have a declaration, a fresh declaration of dependence tonight. Won't you come tonight? There's room up here.